Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Spear of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Can we lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord from the depth of our heart? Let's do so with all joy and gladness. Come on, go ahead, lift a sound of praise.
Olua, Oluwaye, iwo lope ati yimi e, bawo la ba ti be oto, o ni mu, o ni mu ore, o ni mu ore. Bawo la ba ti fe o ni mu
Father, from the depth of our heart we are grateful and we say thank you. You are the one who answers prayers, the great deliverer, the help of the helpless. We thank you. This morning, help us to speak to us. Help us. Let there be deliverance through your word. Let there be rescue. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Father. All right. Thank you so much, Streams of Life. God bless you. Let me celebrate them. Always, always fresh. Father, we receive strength. This morning, your word will come to specific individuals. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. Because perfect love, yes. Amen. So fear has torment. The fear of marriage or the fear of commitment in marriage is called gamophobia. All right? And that's exactly what we are dealing with this morning. And it is important as believers that we know that such fear is real. All right? It is real. Amen? And either male or female can be under the siege of such fears. The fear of getting married. It is not everyone who is excited to attend weddings. There are people that panic when they're in weddings. Amen. Practically shivering. And I used to be like that. Yes, I used to be like that. Years ago, whenever I attend any wedding, of which probably up till probably let's say 2020, maybe I've only attended One, I was forced because I was the best man. But I became the best man they were looking for up and down. Because I went to sit down inside the car. I plug one big headset. Amen. So, it is very possible to be scared of settling down. And listen, it can happen to both male and female. Do you get what I'm saying? Yes. And I want us to understand what it is. And then, if you are experiencing such, I hope you would listen. And then you will be able to journey with me as we see through God's word that there is a way out. A very strategic way out. Are you following what I'm saying here? So the Bible says there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. Alright? So that's the word. Fear has torment. When you are afraid, you'll be tormented. When you are afraid, what you see is impossibilities. In fact, what you see is what the devil is capable of doing, not what God is capable of doing. And may I announce to someone, here is someone who used to be afraid of marriage and now is married. And I'm giving you insider's report that marriage is sweet. Insider's report. Me to you. Amen. So, marriage is beautiful. Let me say, I can't exhaust celebrating my wife. I'm always excited. Always very excited. Now let me share my story. Then I go into the teaching. Let me share the story of my liberation. There were relationships I entered that did not work out. Not because the girl was bad. Do you get what I'm saying? But because the girl had facial resemblance with the person who has caused me my deepest pain. So every time she was talking, I was not seeing her innocence. I was seeing that woman. And I just wanted the whole thing to be over. I didn't know how I didn't see that. Maybe one of those days we were talking, I look at her everywhere. I say, oh God, is it you again? So in that case, I saw that my own personal fear was a product of a wound I had not healed completely from. Okay? But this was the way God helped me. My friend, and you need friends. Stop living this isolated life. You need friends. I have friends today that when we meet, my wife knows, and their wives too know, when we meet, understand that the parlor will first scatter for like 10 minutes. This one is trying to squeeze this one's neck. That one is trying to twist that one. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One of them, I told him that I'm going to beat you. When you give birth, I'll still beat you in front of your son. Yes. So when I'm dealing with him, I sit on his stomach in front of his boy is shouting. I say, oh, yes. And then my daughter is now going to come and deal with you too. So we'll make it generational. Oh, yeah. Some of them have been saying that their sons will marry my daughter and try to book seat. Yeah, there's no problem. If God says that's the way. But when you prostrate, I will knock your head. I'll knock the head. I say, your coconut head. Last, you are prostrating in front of me. Yes. So friendship is beautiful. All right? Because bulk of the things that God will do in your life may not really happen within church walls. Yes, you have to understand that. You need healthy relationships, powerful relationships that will help you. So one of those days, this my friend was serving, I think in Maiduguri, I can't remember where. And we've been talking and talking. You know, I became that particular person in my circle of friends that everybody had given up on that. Even me, I'd given up on myself. I'd started telling the guys that, you see, certain men of God, this is the way. There's why you have to wait. And then maybe around 40-something, and you know, you have to first build and build and build. Remember, I was just simply afraid. Yeah, yeah. Just the same way you can see grown-ups who are afraid of cockroach. You can have six packs and be afraid of wedding, marriage. And if you have seen bad ones, you will know that there's a need to be careful. That my friend called me one morning. I didn't know with what authority. I don't know the kind of prayers he had prayed for me. Was shouting my name. Now hear me. Those girls are not so and so and so. Be free and heal now. Stop being locked up in the past. He was shouting at me. And by the time it was done, something left me. And for the first time, I said, hold on. These people may look alike, they are not the same. They may even act alike. They are not the same. If you don't heal from your past wounds, you will bleed on the people that didn't cut you. Are you following what I'm saying there? That's how God, that simple phone conversation though, was what God used to rescue me. So if my wife had come at a time I had not healed, I tell you sincerely, I would have seen someone very terrible in her. And it was not going to work. Oh yes. Oh yes. So there are many reasons why people can be afraid of getting married. And one of the fundamental reasons people get afraid of getting married is when they have seen and experienced a bad one. When they have seen, they have looked at their house, and either fortunately or unfortunately, the first marriage seminar you attend is that of your parent. That's your first marriage school. And sometimes it is nothing to write home about. Are you following what I'm saying? If we sincerely ask people here who want their marriages to be exactly like their parents, scarcely will you find 10 people. Or should we try it? And that's because we all are coming from a place. And the reality there is the reality there. But that is not your own reality. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm going to take you into the intricacies of this. All right? So sometimes the fact that people have seen, sometimes a young girl might have seen how the father restricted the mother from advancing in her field. And say, no, I'm going to make sure I get to the peak of my career before I come under any man. A young man, see, let me tell you something. I attended a program, a family function. Okay, that's the function where I had to be the best man. Somebody was sick. A man was sick. And was he had to come for the wedding. The wife was feeding him. And the man had malaria. Several times before my very eyes, she slapped him. Because he was not eating well. Imagine somebody who was afraid of getting married seeing that again. At some point, I had to stop and request for me to buy a thermometer so I could give the man injection. And I said, what is this? One time, a very wealthy man invited me to his house. We've been talking on the phone. He's heard about the healings and the things God has done through my life. So he said, please come to my house and pray for me. So I went to the house when I had the time. And I noticed that despite his sickness, he still had to up to come open the gate by himself. So when I got to the house, I saw the wife was in the kitchen. I tried to greet her, she didn't reply. When it was time to, the environment was not palatable, so I just wanted to pray and get out. It's time to pray. I said, please call your wife and then your son, so we could pray. He shouted their names. Nobody responded. And the man looked at me with tears and said, in the days I used to be strong, nobody was treating me like this. So indeed, if you want to look for examples of homes or marriages that will make you scared for life, you will find. But what you need to understand is that to 10 homes that the devil is reigning, there are 20 others that Jesus is the king. And sometimes those fears are there because of what you have decided to focus on. What you have decided to give yourself to. What you have decided to keep seeing. The trauma. Sometimes the pattern that you have seen. Oh, there is a pattern in our house. Oh, wives don't treat husbands well. They always maltreat their husband. Oh, there is a pattern. Husbands don't treat wives. Sometimes there can be a pattern of men who are cheating on their wives. And you look at it and say, oh, no. I'm not going to enter into this. Listen to me. The strategy for breaking patterns is not fear. Fear is the express route to go back into it. Do you get what I'm saying? Listen, please take what I'm saying seriously. Anytime you do something because of fear, you are going to end up where the devil is really waiting for you. I don't know if I share this story, but it's the story of one of my friends. This, my friend, was served. I told him, I said, I'm going to share your story one of these days. Listen, he was served breakfast by a girl. You know what breakfast means, right? She broke up with him. Yeah. So I looked at the whole situation. It didn't seem to make sense. Because shortly before the girl traveled out, we went to do an introduction. He proposed to her that same day. It was myself and Julius that was drawing love on the floor with flowers, where we come to kneel down inside the old thing. Only for the girl to say he didn't propose. In fact, she returned the ring from UK and we built it down. Listen, one time somebody called him. And the person said, when I saw you dating this girl, this, I wanted to call you, but so that you don't feel this, that. The fellow calling him was the ex of the girl. The girl was calling the ex to tell the ex how foolish and stupid this my friend was. In her own words, she felt that he belonged to a cycle of friends that are doing fine and he was suffering. Why? He was living in one room. So she felt he was struggling, his friends are enjoying and all that. He didn't have a car. One time she had a birthday and he went to the office, bought rice and chicken and gave everyone in the office, and they came, banana? And they came and were blowing everything and everybody said, cut cake there and all that. The girl told her ex that he's a stupid person for doing that. Now, how will you come to my office to be making noise and be giving people rice? Ibola to just die. Are you following what I'm saying here? So she said. And one of the statements she said is that he's a man who is not going anywhere. So by the time she traveled, the same week, she had entered another relationship and just sent his ring back. Newsflash. The same person that she did that to, after a few months that she left him, doors just opened. He's in America now, fully funded PhD program. being heavily paid. The family of the girl are now sharing his picture of how well he's doing. That's the fifth introduction she did. What's she afraid of? Marrying a poor man. That fear will lead her eventually to marry somebody who is very poor but living a fake life. Only to discover that the Lamborghini was borrowed. The Louis Vuitton was not his own, his uncle that gave him for laundry. I'm not saying she has done it all. I'm saying that is what eventually, if fear leads you to not see prospect. It's not that sometimes the person you want to marry is not showing signs of certain things that gives you question. But sir, you are not going to marry an angel. Even your spouse, I'm telling you, sir, you will see it now. Sorry, it's not a threat. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm telling you. My wife, too, is going to undo some of these sessions, so she can share her own story. But I shall know that it is not every time that I am doing the right things. Never. I'm even someone who is far from it. Maybe if she was afraid of marrying somebody, this. So don't let the devil play on your fears. Fear is a strategy for bringing you into exactly what you are afraid of. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? Sometimes, and when you are afraid of certain things in a spouse, you want the, before you give this person a yes, let him at least show that he's not going to end up like that. God doesn't believe people like that. Oh, God does not. See, the most important thing about every relationship is that you have heard God. But in the days your fears begin to speak, the voice of God will start fading out. You must hold it. Do you get what I'm saying? You must what? Hold it. Stop nursing those wounds. Sometimes it may be that you grew up in a place where provision was nothing to write home about. Money. Who will give you? And you've seen lack in the most extreme form. Now you are looking for a Dangote that speaks in tongues. Powerful. But be sure, be careful, so the devil does not lead you into something worse than what you fear. Sometimes you may be afraid of poverty and marry a man who is at the last phase of his wealth. And rejecting a man who is at the final phase of being poor. Table stone, sir. Table stone. People grow. Do you get what I'm saying? Let me go deeper. Because I don't like to teach and feel maybe there are certain things I didn't say. Sometimes, maybe as a young man, you are looking at the girl and say, she no carry bag well. Even this front self. Are you sure this thing will come out? It will come out. Hey! Look at them. It's shaking. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, look at you. You are laughing as if you don't know what I'm. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you understand what I'm talking about? As if you are just checking for the scriptures, you know. You check! Checking and say, taking in my jade, right? Walk before me and be perfect. I say, okay. Okay, you don't know walk before me and be perfect. Okay, let's leave it. Let's pretend. Like scripture, walk before me and be perfect. Say, I shall now walk behind and see what is behind. Sometimes the fear is that, well, I know that these things, it changes and all that. But will this one come out? It comes out. When there's love and contentment. Content. commitment. Because listen, if you marry the one that have the size of this chair, come on, help me carry this chair. Come, man of God. Come, face this place. Put this chair in this bumble. My friend, face this. Listen, listen. Okay, I carry this thing now. The one that you can rest your destiny on top and relax. Oh, yes. Yeah. If there's no contentment, you still will not be contented. Oh, yes. When you get married, you'll see what really matters. All those things, sometimes you will even forget they exist. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, come on, put it down. Yeah. So if you look at a sister that is like him now, and then you are now saying that, she has character or she's born again, though. I'm trying to be very real, though, and deal with serious. You get what I'm saying? So we don't just scrape matters in the surface. Brothers, are these things a matter? Aha. Sometimes the issue is not that the sister is not good. She's wondering, what am I not doing right? I'm a praying woman. I do that Columbus. So I'm just being factual. So in case you don't know, a brother can be spiritual and they are still checking out that, because even when you are a man of God is still a man. So on check this thing. Okay, if you don't have today, will you have tomorrow? Let's see the probability at Ibobebelo and all that. So it is life. It happens. And sometimes a guy is just afraid that. Sometimes a guy is afraid that the girl looks too stiff. Will she be flexible in the other room? I'm your pastor. I'm a very honest one. What do you think guys just think? Oh, we're going to pray. Rande kabayade. People ask, they are asking themselves questions in their minds. Should that be right? Absolutely not. Because you don't come to superficiality. Marriage is deeper than all those things. But they're happening. So let's answer your questions. Is that okay? Good. Listen, I'm not giving you assurance that this Papa said then I'm going to go then for that sister. Even if there's nothing, then it will come out and be like, Papa said it. Papa will lose away. Godliness with contentment, great gain. That's what I'm telling you, sir. Do you get what I'm saying? Okay. My wife was not like this. And I saw her. Father Brown. Do you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes for the lady, it's the guy's use of words, his command of English. She's checking, will he get better? I'm trying to look for a word that can justify well. I don't like to just use words, but I'm saying. Somebody who is calling razor blade razor. And every time he's speaking, he starts just looking at him and am I really sure I want this fellow to father my children? Sir, don't make permanent decision over what can change. People grow. people emerge. Do you know? See, I'm being honest with you. I don't know. I think with the body of Christ needs to be used to honesty. I'm being honest. Situations that exist, then I can now go into the solutions. Are you following what I'm saying? Sometimes a brother may not even go for a sister he knows God is telling him about because he has pimples. Oh yes! You don't know. Because he has imagined marrying a woman whose face is smooth and he can touch the face. And that, by the time real womb starts, smooth face will not help. Fact. Just being factual. But don't let's just sweep your fears under the carpet. These things change, sir. Are you following what I'm saying here? Alright? Sometimes it is that, okay, this fellow is good, but the fellow has a certain health condition. These are facts. These are realities. Yes. I'm telling you, you must know how to spot powerful things. Yeah. Spot. When, before my son and my wife got married, I went to their church. If it was me that God has not rescued, maybe that day there is going to be a problem because I could just disappear. Well, my wife was wearing beret with white round neck and black skirt with some girls and were singing and somebody was playing the drums at Bamole and all that. I said, this is still it. This is still it. I know what I have seen. It is beyond the costumes. This is her. Yes. You must learn to see beyond your fears. Now, listen in capital letter. God doesn't honor fears, he honors faith. Let that be in capital letters. God doesn't honor fears, he honors faith. So you've got to stop waiting for God to convince you about anybody that actually what you are afraid of. See, sometimes life is, you must understand that life is transient. God may be speaking to you about someone and you keep seeing what you should not see in the person, and somebody else who doesn't share in that fear sees the person and see all the potential, and that's it. It will work. People grow. People mature. People break patterns. People break chains. People break limitations. There is no relationship you enter today that does not have its own custom-made trouble. It is until you see that girl that is looking like the angel outside of that girl you are dating, that you are feeling, if I leave this girl now, that one is sparkling and she's already liking me, she's chatting me up. Once you leave this one, you are going to enter another higher custom-made trouble. And it is when you have started personal saying, so actually, I want to tell you because there are certain things you don't know about me. How many of you know that conversation? There are certain things you don't know about me, so I'm just going to tell you and all that. So you can understand. All right. So, you know, most time people, not everybody knows this about me, but my friends that were in the same hostel, they know this about me and all that. So what do you want to talk about? I say, so I hope that when I say this now, you are not going to leave me around the way. Yeah, see, talk. Don't worry. I'm here for you. I'm going to be here. Say no. But because, you know, many guys have heard this thing and they have left me. But then they start sweating. I start saying, what is it? Yes, actually, so this is what I want to tell you. I have just one breast. You see, Sister Tower. Come again, what did you say? Listen. Marriage is a deep covenant. Don't make it superficial. There is a reason why when people are joined together, it is for better, for worse. If you marry based on superficial qualities, you will regret it. Just one event can take place in your marriage that will erase that quality away. One. Just one event. And that's why as a lady and as a guy, you must make sure that this fellow is not in love with you for superficial things. It is deep. What happens when you are sick? What about when you have a fire incident? What happens? That's why I use the word if. What happens if something happens and then you are not the way you used to be? Is this fellow in love with your inner being? The kind of love that keeps home is not love for externalities. It's not love for how much is in the bank account. The guy's or the girl's sophistication. I know there are people that love sophistication. It's good. But that should not be the basis for getting married. Are you following what I'm saying here? So sometimes you, and if you are not, if you don't deal with fear as a weakness, understanding that a spirit is behind it, it is going to become a filter that will mispresent the people that God has for you in a negative light. Because fear itself is like a filter. It filters people and reduces them to only what you are afraid of. Oh yes. Oh yes. And you have to deal with it. If you manage to marry without dealing with it, then you keep seeing your spouse. You keep seeing the fellow, that fellow that has hurt you, that you have not healed, that fellow is going to come into your home. And that fellow is going to come and sit on your spouse's innocent actions. Are you following what I'm saying here? Fear is real, but more real is our victory in Christ. You must be conscious of what you carry in Christ, that what I have, I'm not going to repeat patterns. Say it loud and clear. We don't repeat negative patterns here. Say it again loud and clear. We don't repeat negative patterns here. Before I got married, many people were seeing visions. Oh, that Papa missed it and all that. I think I shared something with you in workers' meeting this morning. How that someone called me at some point and shared something with me and said, I had a vision. She was crying. So I saw a woman holding your child and say, I can't stop you from having money, but I will stop you from having a child. I had grown above this before this vision came. Your consciousness is deeper than dreams. Listen to me. Your consciousness is deeper than dreams. That doesn't mean you ignore revelations, but your consciousness must redirect it. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you want to know the truth? Your consciousness is more powerful than prophecy. If I prophesy abundance to you and you are conscious of lack, you'll be small. So sometimes it is that your consciousness has not been altered. Your consciousness has not shifted. You are still in that family doing Christ. You are still in the midst of that problem doing Christ. Please and please, see your spouse for who she is. See your spouse for who he is. Not for what the devil has done in the past. Allow the people in your life to give them the benefit of doubt to show themselves who they really are. Not what the devil has done in the past. Are you following what I'm saying here? That girl is not your mother. She's not your stepmother. She's not your wicked auntie in school. That boy is not your father. He's not your stepfather. He's not the uncle that took advantage of you. He's an individual. She's an individual. And you have to cry to God that the filter with which you are seen, this, sometimes you are not even in any relationship. You are too afraid to give anybody a yes. And everybody are looking at you and say, she's a very chaste person. No, she's just scared. There are two different things. Are you following what I'm saying here? Sometimes it is that you have seen many relationships crash. You have seen some girls' hearts being broken. And you are looking at it and say, no boy is going to treat me like this. When you are in love, you are vulnerable. And you have to embrace the vulnerability of love. The fact that somebody you love helplessly can do something bad and you still choose to love, that's health. You know your love life is not healthy when you are holding back always. You keep holding back. You don't want to give your all. Please understand what I'm saying in context. In a relationship, you should hold back sex. It is not for a relationship. A relationship is not the ground to satisfy your spouse and say, he wants it. I will give him. Give him what? Eternal life. See all these guys now, if you don't give them, they will go outside. So you are using relationship life to service. And let me say this to you quickly before I move on. If you have not learned how to love properly, in fact, one of the signs that you are an injured person is that you cannot love outside sex. That's one of the very powerful signs that you are injured, that you are not fine, you are not healthy yet. You cannot give healthy love that will preserve anyone. Is that you honestly, the only way you know how to show it is when you have touched the person or when you have allowed yourself to be touched. That's not healthy. I'm telling you, if the life of the person you claim to love is not getting better because of your presence, that's not love. Do you understand what I'm saying? It must get better. So what happens is that when those people are not fine, just the only way is that let me kiss you. Let me hug you. Let me touch your breast. Let me hold you. Let me do this. The fellow can't give anything else. Break that relationship. Go for a repair. Take time out to be fine, to be made whole, to be complete, so genuine love can flow. Take time. There are people, are you aware that there are believers who still have one night stand? You know what one night stand is? Somebody they just met, they've locked the door, everybody have gone separate ways. Two injured individuals. That's not the healthy way to have sex. It is for your marriage, within the context of that marriage. And when you have people who have not been able to define love outside sex, you can't even define masculinity until you have taught the woman or climbed on top of her. Lead her to the altar, not to the bed. Because in marriage, you must have more than sex. You must have leadership, priesthood, affection, genuine one. In the days that the woman doesn't look like someone who is worth it. You must have learned to flow ceaselessly in love. So that craving for sex, that drive, it's biological. Understand your biological nature. But that overdrive that has defined the only way to express love as to touch the person is not right. It's not right. It's a sign of lack of emotional health and also spiritual weakness. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, it doesn't matter who has hurt you in the past. This person God has brought your way is not that individual. Deal with issues in this relationship as what they are. Don't use sledgehammer to kill an ant. Some issues are not that deep. If you are not healed, you'll be seeing what is deep in everything. Somebody has done something that is deep. This one has touched me. 3 days you are crying, wet your bed. And those things are not deep, just normal things. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I decree, if there's anyone here who is battling with fear of marriage, if there's any hurt, any injury in your heart, I command them to get out. And I ask that through this teaching this morning, you are made whole, completely whole, in the name of Jesus. Let me begin to tie this up. Quickly, these are the possible causes of gamophobia or fear of marriage, breakups, brutal breakups. There are some breakups that are brutal, they bleed for years. You must recover on time. You must recover on time. Yorubas will say, Teshimba Dani Aman Tunguni. See, you are not married until you are married. Trust your spouse, trust what they say, but don't make them God in your life. Man will still be man. Do you get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Anything may happen. And sometimes it's like maybe some circle in university now, you have four circle of friends, everybody's in a relationship. Each of them, their relationship had worked out and led to marriage. You are the only one that somebody broke up with, and now you are looking for somebody else. The fellow has gone to marry. Recover. Parental marriage failure, all right, is also a cause of fear of getting married. Painful observations. Sometimes the way you see celebrity marriage crashing. Stop making celebrities your model. Come back home. Those guys that will drag themselves on social media and watch and be doing Instagram live to describe the person they've been married to for years. Is that the life you want to live? Is that the life you want to live? All this thing that is going on. Now people don't really take, all these people, they can spend billions to get married and it's not that deep. Oh. And they are just doing it for the pictures, oh, for the gram. So painful societal observations, number four, number five. Traumatic past experiences. We've had experience under an uncle, blah, 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 under your stepfather, stepmother, Maybe somebody was even married before and the person you married wanted to kill you, proper, wanted to kill you, you know, and all that. So these are the possible causes. Are you following what I'm saying? So very, very important. I believe that we've been able to touch certain things. And I'm praying that for any individual that's been afraid, God will help you. But please look up. One of the most important things you can know in your life is God's plan or God's thought concerning you. It is bigger than all your observations. The fact that in the midst of a raging sea, you can know that this is God's plan for me. Sometimes the reason why people are afraid is because you feel God is indifferent. You feel maybe God is just on his own. Whatever I do is my own wahala. No. He's concerned, he's interested. Your marriage is a big issue on his heart. And he's not intending to bring you pain, having invested this much. I make bold to tell you that you will be a good husband. Yes, you don't know. But I'm telling you, we have seen you, we love what God is doing in your life. You are not perfect yet, but you will be a good husband and a good father. You know, somebody might have looked at you and said, the way you used to frown, you are going to be a terrible wife. That's not true. I'm not saying you keep frowning. But I'm telling you, from the authority of scriptures, you will be somebody's answer to his prayers. You didn't say that amen well enough. Amen. One day, one man is going to look at you and say, you are all I prayed for. You are more than I asked for. Do you believe it? Yes. When Adam and Eve were hiding themselves from God, God asked them, who told you that you are naked? Who told you you will never have a good home? Who told you that people from this family don't become great? Who told you that the problem here is that everybody is poor? People start patterns, people end patterns. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Now rise up as kings and priests. And in just a minute, let's quickly refresh our consciousness. Lift up your right hand. Say it loud and clear. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Come on, say it again.
I am
the best of my kind.
The
grace of God is upon my life.
I love effortlessly.
I am prestigious. There's a word I want to say. I don't know if religion can carry it. Whoever finds me has found God. Whoever finds me has found God. God. Because he's on my inside. I do my spouse good all the days of my life. My home is heaven on earth. I am not wicked. I am not vicious. I am not bitter. I am not angry. I enjoy the covenant of marriage. I do it the God way. And it brings the God kind of results. This is my reality. This is my inheritance. In Christ Jesus, I live the best of lives. Glory to God! You are not a slave anymore to fear. Listen, you are not your father. You are not your mother. You know better. You will do better. Many of them didn't have the privilege of sitting under preparative teachings like this. But you have. Your result will be different. I make bold to tell you, you will eat in plenty, not in scarcity, all the days of your life. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. Let's rejoice and give the Lord. Amen. So from a fellow gamophobic individual to a happily married apostle, I'm giving you insider's report. Marriage is sweet. If I had known this, I would have been married some years earlier. But because she would not have been the one, I'm happy I waited. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we ask that all raging matters are dissolved. There's clarity. There is ventilation. And your voice alone is clear. In Jesus' name. There's somebody here, you just said in your heart now that this doesn't change anything. I think it's a, no, it's not about my message actually. It's a decision about somebody you made. You say, it doesn't, if, see, let me tell you. So it's not what I want to say, you think I want to say. Listen, this message does not mean you should collect rubbish. Do you get what I'm saying? If you have observed that, well, God, this one is problem, and you have run, or you have ran, Salo. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not using this teaching to confirm anything. I'm just preaching. I know nothing save Christ and Him crucified. Neutral. So, let me leave that there. All right, let's give Jesus a big clap.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical Flame.
To partner with